You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to Paradise, gang. Paradise being our bedroom.
Welcome back, fuck boys. Well, Chris Harrison having to learn what a F-boy is.
Are we censoring ourselves now?
Well, I didn't the first time.
A F**k boy. Yeah, what was this? You saw this interview with Harrison?
Oh, I saw an interview with Harrison.
Tell me all about it.
I didn't actually see it.
Oh, okay.
I read a yahoonews.com article.
Look at you. Exclusive scoop.
The only place
scoop.
I feel like I can get real news. Everybody else fake news. It was where a lot of them were saying exactly what our theory has been, which is that Dean has shot himself in the foot if he ever wanted a chance at being the Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. He's done. I think he's totally done being the Bachelor. But we'll get into all of this mess. So, Harrison, did Harrison say fuck boy?
Harrison said F-boy.
F-boy?
Yeah.
Do you think...
Harrison's classy. He's not going to drop the F-bomb.
I was actually going to ask that question. Do you think behind closed doors that Harrison is extremely foul-mouthed?
Well, you know, we were talking about how on Unreal, the host is just like a total idiot.
Yes.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Right. Like he just like pops in.
So I feel like we always think of Harrison as like the mastermind.
The mastermind, the puppet master.
It's whoever's behind the camera that's doing all the orchestrating.
He really is like drinking mimosas.
Just another pretty face. Yeah. And it is pretty.
Oh, a beautiful face. Yeah.
Harrison for Bachelor.
Harrison for the beautiful room. Well, I guess let's get into this. Blessedly, it was an hour shorter. Only had to endure
Thank God. 3 hours.
I mean, good
Lord. What else could they have done? We've had a sonogram. We've had
interviews. I mean, DeMario and Corinne are going to be back next week.
Face to face.
Face to face for the first time.
What?
Nobody cares.
Okay, let's dive in.
Let's dive in. Ooh, like you would do at the beach. Let's plow right into this. I do want to say one thing before we get started, which is a shout out to our fan Gina.
Oh yeah. Shout out. What up, Gina?
Gina, and also a little plug. If you live in Huntsville, the only store you should shop at is Sweet Pineapple.
We get all of our pineapples there.
All of our pineapples. It's the only store we shop at in Huntsville.
Gina, if you're interested in some sort of a corporate sponsorship program.
If you would like to sponsor this podcast.
We would be willing to sever our ties with Sugar Bear Vitamins.
If the deal was right. Here for the Wrong Reasons, brought to you by Sweet Pineapple on Airport Road.
Okay.
Let's get to
it. I'm sure Gina is glad to have this podcast
associated with
her
business.
Very classy business.
It's a fine business. Yes.
Okay, Dean, so to segue from that, speaking of things that are not classy.
Not classy, Dean.
Dean's not classy.
Dean's not classy
Dean,
at all.
Dean is,
Yeah, so the show starts with Dean finding out that Christina and Robbie were watching him.
And then he's like, why didn't you take her away?
Right, he was like blaming other people.
Dean is a big blamer.
Yeah, playing the blame game, Dean. That's not what Purumpumpum's teachings would have you do.
Purumpumpum.
Yeah, he's blaming Robbie, blaming Christina. And then he like blames himself in unsincere ways or insincere ways.
Right.
I
feel like he's also very much a martyr. Like, I feel he's feeling real sorry for himself. Oh, poor me. I have two really beautiful women that both want to date me.
Right. I don't understand how I could have the most amazing girl in front of me and I could be flirting with another girl. I think you do understand, Dean. I think you do.
It's because you're a F-boy.
Well, and it's not one of those things where, like his motives are pretty clear. Here, like he wants to play both. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to have his vodka and drink it too.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to be fair to Dean, I do think that he seems to just be attracted to both of them. And if it were a bachelor situation, it wouldn't be a problem.
Oh, you know, that's a good point,
I mean,
actually.
I think to be, again, to play the devil's advocate, if you mm-hmm. will.
I will.
Christina is real intense. And I guess the whole point of Paradise is that you're going to pair off, but I don't know. I'm just, honestly, I was just annoyed by the whole love triangle thing in general. I was annoyed with Dean. I was annoyed with Christina. I'm always annoyed with D'Lo. Mm-hmm. Mostly just because we're forced to call her D'Lo. So I was glad D-Lo. When Christina left. That's not a real song.
Yeah, R. Kelly's Keep It on the Down Low.
Oh.
Yeah.
It makes me think of J-Lo.
Keep it on the down low.
And keep it on the down low. Whispering, nobody has to know.
I'm just Jenny from the block.
Did
Jennifer Lopez have a J-Lo song? I think she... I don't know.
A song about her being J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Call me J-Lo. That's my name, yo. We can write these songs.
Yeah.
I want to go back to a point you made, because actually it's a really a good point.
Oh, actually it
no,
is?
No, no. I'm saying it's...
You actually made a good point.
No, I'm saying that it's worth returning to. Which is... I'm complimenting you. It was a good point that actually hasn't been made, that I've seen in the... think piece universe on The Bachelor, which is that you're right. If Dean were on The Bachelor, we would be totally fine with him having equal feelings for both of these women, and the women would be supposed to be enduring in the situation too. They wouldn't be happy with it, but they would be accepting of it. So that is a good point. I still think that he doesn't handle balancing them well, and
no,
if he were handling it better, it would all...
And the bottom line is, Bachelor in Paradise is not The Bachelor. Like, you're not
animal.
The Bachelor,
yeah.
Dean.
You have not been afforded that privilege.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And you never will.
Very few men can be The Bachelor. It takes a very special type of man. You, sir, are not
you,
that
You, sir,
man.
Are no Jake Pavelka. So... I like it when Dean tells Christina, I would never blatantly disrespect you. Like, I might do it, you know.
Yeah, I'll disrespect you.
I'll do it, but I don't want to do it blatantly.
Does he say again, I guess it was last week when he was like, all I care about is your feelings. That's
yeah.
all I think about.
He's like, that's the first thing I think about. I put him before mine.
No,
you don't.
No.
He says, I just still haven't figured out what I want. No shit. He tells Christina that he wants patience from her, and she basically bites his head off and just is like, I'm not gonna just sit around and wait for you, even though that's exactly what you've done, Christina.
Yeah, well, I was happy to see her get some backbone in this episode, to see the Russian bear awake from its slumber.
It took for her to do that. And this still isn't the end of it,
no,
right?
No, I know. It's not.
I mean... I was so pleased with it too, and then later before the rose ceremony, I mean, we last week in our podcast made the "he's just not that into you" reference. We nailed it because somebody else
called
in this
it.
Episode was like, "Get it through your thick Russian skull. He's just not that into you. Like if he wanted to be with you, he would be." And Wells put it so eloquently, as
Why
he always
are you
does.
Fighting for someone who's not fighting for you?
That he's little but wise.
He is. There's a lot of wisdom packed into that tiny frame.
He's just a little guy. He's just a little.
No, he nailed it. He is.
It's true.
Yeah.
I feel like if Dean wanted to date Christina, he would.
Yeah.
And he isn't, so he doesn't. And stop.
Well, and even if he only wants to 50% date Christina, that's not worth
is that
Christina.
Like just bottom half?
That's right, yeah. Top half fish.
I'm going to go top half D-Lo, bottom half Christina.
Right, if you can combine them together, suddenly Dean's getting an idea.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Jasmine and the Tickle Monster have a little makeout sesh.
They do, and this is strange to me because this first episode kind of sets up like a little bit of a spark between Jasmine and the Tickle Monster, and then it's just totally dropped.
Well, I think you have to keep in mind that like all of this is happening over the course of 2 days.
Sure.
You know?
But that's why it's even stranger that it's dropped all of a sudden. It's like there was an hour where Jasmine was into the Tickle Monster and then... And that's fine, you know, but there was some explanation. Like, oh, never mind. He's too tickly.
I think he's too tickly. Well, she does say that he was tickling her while they were kissing.
Whoa.
And she's like, it might have been hot. And then she gave him a chokey.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I thought they're both hand-based.
They're both very...
They're handsy.
Yeah.
That's why they work so well, for that hour that they work.
Okay, so basically, I think that we are either on... We're like 3 days out from Paradise being over, right?
Oh, yeah.
This episode, let's say it starts on a Wednesday. We have the rose ceremony. The twins come on a Thursday. And then it appears that like Friday is next week's episode. Like the reckoning.
Right.
So... Considering that there are only literally a couple of days left, it makes sense that they would bring in Blake.
Right, that they would dump Blake at the end. I think they knew what was going to happen.
And I feel a tiny, teeny, teeny little bit bad for Blake because, like, they do the same thing to the twins, but the twins are just like, we're here to fuck shit up.
Right.
Like, we don't care. I feel like
we're
the twins
agents
have
of
gone
chaos.
Like, yeah, they're like anarchists
they're
of the Bachelor in Paradise world. But Blake seems genuine when he says, he's like, I'm here to find love. Like,
here to find love in like 48 hours.
Yeah. He says his time on The Bachelorette was cut short, quote, because there was a black cloud there. He does not say that black cloud was Lucas.
He later mentions Lucas.
Just a little bit. Just a few times.
Well, he describes himself as more than the guy who hates Waboom, and then he just goes to talk
about
Waboom.
He just talks
about
Waboom.
And, I mean, it could be like the Ben Z dog thing. I'm sure he talked about other stuff, but he had to talk about this enough for them to at least have footage to edit it into.
And there were different things that he talked about with each person. Like, he brings up the banana with Kristen, which I had totally forgotten about. And
yes. How could you forget, though? Really?
I know.
They had to show the Waka Waka fart joke.
Because Raven keeps saying it.
Yeah.
Waka Waka.
We should also note that when Blake arrives... He asks all the bros from his season to come over and have a man chat.
Can I get all the bros from my season? So this is another reason why I felt bad for Blake, because I feel like he walks in and like the girls are definitely not excited, but the guys really aren't either.
No.
You can tell that he just annoys the shit out of everybody.
Yeah. Well, and they all
you see it. Sorry, I interrupted.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You see it too when Fred comes, because they're all like, "What up, Freddy?"
Right. And Fred like didn't have a good reputation either. But even then, they're not.
Well,
annoyed.
Everybody's really curious about what the freak Fred did with that camp counselor situation.
Yeah,
and
as
we
are
still,
we.
It's a mystery.
We'll never know.
Have to go to Paradise to find out. It's a bad boy.
We have to take Fred on a Jorge's Torres trip.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Nobody wants to go on the date with Blake.
Nobody wants to go on the date with Blake.
Kristen says, quote, Blake's an attractive guy. I wouldn't say that I'm attracted to him, but...
Abstractly, he's attractive. Yeah, Raven said she had low expectations for Blake and he lived up to them.
That was Christina? Yep.
Oh, okay. Oops. Sorry. It's getting them mixed here. I also think that Evan and Carly have set a false expectation for this show because they like hang out. Like, everyone's like, I'm going to find my Evan and Carly. And they're like, oh, Blake's weird, but that worked for Evan and Carly. Like, that seemed kind of like a one-off, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's not your typical Paradise situation.
Right. And now everybody's like, that's set kind of this. And maybe, hey, it works in the nerdy, weird guy's favor. Potentially, because people are like, well, I don't like him now, but Carly hated Evan. Ew, I guess I'll go for him, you know? But it's probably not going to work, ladies. I'm sorry.
I mean, I feel like if anything, it's good that it promotes the model of like, well, you might as well go out on one date and see.
Right.
And then, you know, so I do like it that, I don't know. I think, you know, we've noted that some of the guys that you would think would be the real hot shots of this season, like Robbie, the girls actually don't seem that into.
Right.
So I like it that there can be like unexpected The tickler's coming through is a real strong
character. Right. Yeah, or even like Kristen on the other end is like emerging as a hot commodity.
Yeah, I know.
Here's my general take on this season and one of the reasons why it's been so unpleasant. Weak group of guys. Overall. Yeah. Really weak
I've
group
already
of guys.
Said that.
Yeah.
I've already made that argument because my argument is that they're all just there to like hang out with each other.
Well, but I'm saying just like even above and beyond that, like just not a lot
it's
of
true.
Charm.
Jack Stone is boring.
Right. Like Diggy is a nice guy and entertaining. Derek seems fine but kind of boring. You know,
yeah,
they're just kind
there's
of
a
boring.
Lot of like milquetoast,
yes.
white bread.
Yes, a lot of milquetoast.
Another
toast.
Bread reference.
And also like not, I mean, they just don't seem even like as attractive to me as
yeah.
usual. You can speak to that more than I, but I feel like there's a bunch of sevens lurking around.
A bunch of uggos. In Bachelor World, if you're a seven,
you're a troll. Like you shouldn't be seen. Yeah, it just feels more like the cast-offs than usual.
I would agree with that. I do think that I get... But I think that goes for the girls, too. Like, Kristen. I mean, it's not... And Lacey.
Sure. I feel like there are more... Like, obviously, Raven is, like, a personality. Like it was a known popular
mm-hmm.
entity.
Amanda. Everyone
right.
loves Amanda.
I don't care for Amanda.
Me neither. No, me
no,
neither.
No, thank you.
But I agree. I mean, just I think it was a weaker cast in general mm-hmm. this season, mm-hmm. and we're feeling the
right.
We're feeling the
we suffer the consequences.
Results of that. Yeah.
Okay. So where
right.
are we? Blake does he eventually go out?
He
on
asks
a date?
Christina. She says no, and at that point, Fred shows up. Lacey says
oh, right,
Fred is beautiful.
Right.
Diggy says that he was comfortable being the only black guy in Paradise and that they need to get Freddy the fuck out of here. then Raven, and I know you want to speak to this, Raven makes the comment. So Fred and Blake are to go on a double date.
Right.
And all of the girls who are like, I'm not really into going on a date. All of a sudden Fred shows
sure.
up and they're like, actually.
Yeah. All their panties fall
yeah,
off.
Yeah, they just like spring off. But I get the impression that they both have to get a date.
Right. It was like
a
prisoner's dilemma or something, right? Like they can only go if they both get a date.
So Raven says, if I were Blake, I'd be sweating this decision. And he's literally sweating
I
it.
Do want to speak to that.
Yeah, I know you did.
Don't explain your joke, Raven. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute.
It was, when she said, if I were Blake, I'd be sweating this decision. Ryan was like,
yeah, like, I mean, it was worth a mild chuckle.
Good joke, Raven.
But then it gets explained. Oh, we should mention Blake was extremely sweaty. We have not mentioned that. I think
you should also
probably
mention that Ryan is a horrible joke explainer. You do that all the time.
When do I do that?
Oh, constantly.
Constantly.
When are you not? You're doing it right now.
Every time I make a joke.
You're doing it right now.
Yeah.
All right, Blake asks Kristen out. Kristen says that she's been heavily pursued this week, which I do think, against all odds, seems to be true. She
sure.
went out on a date. They were right, because when they said first she went out with the penguin, she did. That's what Jasmine got so mad about.
Oh, right. That's
penguin,
right.
Penguin, Jack Stone, the tickler, now Blake.
Yeah. Hot commodity.
She's going to come back with some STDs.
Yeah, from Paradise. That's her souvenir.
Yeah. Her souvenir was hot tub crabs and not the kind that they were feeding Jack Stone.
Now that's a joke.
Do you get
don't
it? Because it's
explain.
An STD. Okay. Kristen finally agrees to go on the date. So we got Dominique and Fred going.
Right.
And Kristen and Blake. They are going on an adrenaline speedboat date.
Ugh. I sympathize with Kristen.
I know.
I would also be a mess on this date.
Yeah, I would want to do that for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, if
and
that.
It just appeared that they were going like
around
back.
And around the bay. Yeah,
so Kristen
like,
gets super seasick.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I got super seasick on that like tourist boat in Hawaii.
Yeah,
that
Ryan
wasn't
had
even,
to lay down in the back.
I had
of
to
the,
throw up over the side yep. of the tourist boat.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
the sea was angry that day.
Yeah. Not angry enough to upset anyone else.
Right.
Even
the 5-year old. Even
the
5-year
old.
Fine.
Yeah.
yeah.
Then 4.
Right.
Then
4-year
old. She was living it up.
Yeah. She was having a great time.
They also zip line, which looked like more fun, except Kristen somehow messes up her contact lens. It just looked, I don't know, it looked like a bad day.
They zip line. It's weird because they like zip line straight into the water, which is not usually what I...
I thought that looked fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, next time we're down there, we'll do that.
Next time we're down in Puerto Vallarta. All right. Back at the ranch, the girls have been told, I believe by Kristen, that Jack Stone is a bad kisser. And they are just like super interested in this. Right. And they're determined to figure out if it's true or not.
Just to crack this case.
Mosby boys. So it becomes a big, like, kiss fest.
Yeah.
Jasmine, first of all,
Jack Stone's running a kissing booth.
And Jack Stone doesn't want to do it because he's, like, sober. And Raven is super, like, sixth grade bully peer pressure.
She's really mean about it.
She calls him a loser.
Yeah, she's like, you're such a loser.
Can you imagine if one of the male contestants was doing that to a female that didn't want to kiss all the boys?
Double standards. It's about time we had these double standards for men recognized.
I know. Sorry, men.
Yeah, it's hard to be a white man.
It's hard to be somebody like Jack Stone.
Right.
A rich white male lawyer living in Texas. That's tough.
He's having a hard time these days.
D-Lo and Jasmine also kiss him. It just grosses me out. Like, why? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, and it had some of the same smacking sounds that you don't care for, especially with the D-Lo.
I do not care for that.
Yeah. But yeah, the rumor, by the way, verdict is that he is a good kisser.
We've got a positive.
Positive. That's a good kisser on our hands.
Okay. Are we talking about Robbie and Amanda's date? Yeah. So,
now's
the double date goes fine. It seems like Diggy and Dominique have a decent, or I'm sorry, Fred and Dominique have a decent time. Mm-hmm. But I made the prediction that it wasn't going to be enough to steal Dominique from Diggy, and I was right.
You were correct. I was kind of worried for Diggy because I was pulling for Diggy.
I like Fred.
Yeah. I mean, I like them both. Between the two of them, I think I'm a Diggy fan, but I also feel like I want to know what the deal is with Fred. I feel like Fred has all these mysteries.
Yeah, what'd you do, Fred? Yeah. Tweet us. Fred, did you murder someone at camp?
He's the real murderer. You know what? Honestly, it was probably nothing. Like, that's the other... It was probably like he was just kind of mouthy or something, you know? And like,
Oh, I bet he was mouthy.
Rachel just latched onto it for all these years. Okay. Yeah, Amanda and Robbie.
All right, Amanda and Robbie go on a date to the carnival, which Amanda cannot remember the word for when they get back. She's like, we went to the and then Robbie's like, carnival.
Oh, Amanda.
Robbie says he's falling for Amanda. He says he doesn't want paradise to come to an end. So here's a question that I'll ask you.
Okay.
I have a theory that you can tell that it's not going to work and that Amanda just doesn't feel the same way based on how she was with Josh, which was like super, super physical and make-outy. Uh-huh. And she is not that way with Robbie.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, well, maybe that's a good thing because she feels like it's like different with Robbie. But I don't know if it's a good thing to feel, if the difference is that she's less attracted to him.
Sure. You know, the bottom line is they just don't seem to have any chemistry at all.
Yeah.
To me.
Robbie is trying hard.
She's trying, but he's trying too hard. And that indicates that they don't really have that much chemistry.
Yeah.
I don't see any spark between them at all. You know, I think that's the other thing about this season is like, very, like Taylor and Derek, I guess, have a spark, but like, there just doesn't seem to be like any real connections or like sparks between these people. Like apparently Raven and Matt are interested in each other, but I just don't.
Matt.
Is that his name?
No.
Adam. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever their names
Matt
are.
Matt is Penguin.
Penguin, right.
Matt went home. Come on, you know them now.
All right. So Adam and Raven. But again, like why do they like each other? What kinds of chemistry? That I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't really care.
So, we're at the rose. People are fighting for the rose ceremony.
Right. We have to mention that Chris Harrison comes in and drops that massive curveball that you already alluded to, that the rose ceremony got bumped up.
I knew it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rose ceremony's bumped up. everybody, it seems like people are still fighting for roses.
Sure, yeah. I mean, well, there's still roses so unspoken for. Or
Diggy
unclear.
Is angling for Dominique's yes. and to kind of win her over after having lost her to a date with Fred. He makes up a game called Digging Deep with Diggy.
That was great. I liked that.
Nice use of alliteration. That's also what Good he job, calls Diggy. His time in the fantasy suite.
I was a little worried for Diggy. One of the reasons I was worried for Diggy was because when he gives her the option of, when he gives Dominique the option of hug or kiss, she chooses hug.
I know.
And so that seemed like it was bad. But then he gets the kiss when she flips the digging deep with Diggy yeah. around.
Deep digging.
Would you watch a game show called Digging Deep with Diggy?
Maybe. I would watch a talk show called Digging Deep
yeah,
with Diggy.
Or listen to a podcast.
I would watch a pornographic film called Digging Deep with Diggy.
I would watch an adult film called Digging Deep with Diggy.
All right. Wells tells Kristen the scallop story, and she's a little bit pissed off about it. Daniel thinks that Kristen has a scallops fetish.
Yes.
Did I say Daniel? Yeah.
Daniel, yeah.
Which I liked. He makes up a kind of Dr. Seuss-like rhyme about scallops and Kristen.
And is he the one who says, tell me what other crustaceans you like? Is that, or is that?
No.
They're all blurring together here, talking about the scallops.
Yeah, I think that might have been somebody else. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. All right, Blake brings Kristen scallops. Then Tickles interrupts them. Then Jack Stone interrupts Tickles. They're all fighting for Kristen's rose.
Right. Well, and here's what we have to mention, because we closed caption this because we're old, apparently, is that when Kristen eats the scallops and music plays, it's captioned as slow hip-hop music plays. Mm. It's like, there's your Digging Deep with Diggy soundtrack right there. This sort of porny music as she's eating these scallops.
All right, we're still not done with D'Lo and Christina and Dean. I want to say that D'Lo appears to be wearing like a white tunic-y
oh, yes.
shirt that has a glittery gold mesh bikini overlay on top of it.
So,
I could not figure out if it was like a legit swimsuit, if it was
sure.
a necklace, if it was a part of that top.
Right, no, it
was
confusing.
I was so confused.
Yeah, is this like, could you wear this independently? I mean, that would be inappropriate.
No, you could not.
Well, but like, physically, is it possible to remove this, or is it part of the shirt?
I think I ultimately ended up deciding it was the necklace.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It didn't work for me.
Yeah. It was not working for D'Lo.
Dean tells D'Lo that he's just gonna be a man and tell Christina that he wants to pursue, quote, fun with D'Lo. That does sound manly.
Yes. That's
Christina
what men do.
Christina is still saying off camera, like, or to the, you know, the interviews, mm-hmm. that she still thinks it can work.
Well, and she also said something extra frustrating where she was like, we had a stupid argument this morning. Like, they had argued about, like, scallops or something. Like, no, that wasn't a stupid argument. That was he doesn't want
to
be with you.
He's trying to break up
right.
with you.
He was making out with another girl in front of you. That's not a stupid argument.
And then Christina does something that I agree with Raven. I mean, I don't like it. She kind of starts to lash out at D'Lo. And she, to be fair, I mean, Christina does not say, like, it's not Dean's fault.
Right.
She's plenty angry at Dean, too. But she's also really mad at D'Lo. She calls her not even a woman, a girl.
A girl.
Whoa.
Yeah. She also throws major shade at Dean earlier when she's like, you just don't want complications. Like,
yeah.
You want an easy relationship.
Yeah. Which is probably true. Like, I think from watching this show, you can see Dean, I think, is in the market for a simple, pretty girl.
Right. Well, and given everything else that's going on in his life, that's not an entirely unfair expectation.
What else is going on in his life?
All that drama with his family.
Oh, please. I look at that situation differently now. Like, I feel like Dean's immaturity, I don't know.
Well, we saw that already. I mean,
well,
we already
yeah.
saw that when we watched him with his family. He was like, oh, I ate already.
But I feel like you see it, like now, I think that I would watch Rachel's season if I were to watch it all over again, mm-hmm. which I'm not going
no,
to do.
No, good God.
But if I were, I think that I would see a lot of his behavior in a slightly different light. Like, we thought it was really like funny when she was trying to have a conversation with him and he was like, oh, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Yeah.
And now I think that I would just be like, what a fucking toddler.
Yeah.
Like, he's immature.
Yeah, he is immature. And it seemed cute for a while, and now it's not
cute. It's not cute, Dean.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Grow up, Dean.
Christina says she knows what she has to do. It's not going to be easy, but it needs to be done. And karma's a bitch. Which we were trying to figure out, like, what does that mean
right,
that she's
gonna
going to
D-Lo?
Do? Yeah.
Is she going to wait patiently for years and then steal D-Lo's man? Nope, she's just going to leave. Which, yep. Good for her.
She kind of gives a little speech, uh-huh. And then
it was.
She's
I thought
gone.
It was a nice... Again, if she would have done this a long time ago, instead of putting up with all this nonsense, you would have been like, good for you, Christina.
I wish she would have saved Fred on the way out.
Right. Actually, I was kind of... I thought
she
that would
pulled
have been,
a Matt.
Yeah.
A penguin.
But not even a penguin, because penguin came back to save somebody.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Jasmine gives a rose to the Tickle Monster. Kristen gives her rose to Jack Stone.
Mm-hmm. Fred and Blake have to go home. No
Blake.
Surprise.
Yeah, no.
Diggy.
So what, Blake was there for like 4 hours, maybe?
Yeah, enough time to talk about Waboom still.
Plenty, yeah. I wonder what reality show they'll be on together next. I was shocked that they didn't bring Waboom in. I mean, the only reason they must have done that was because he didn't want to do it, but that doesn't seem right because he seems like
no,
he wants
he
to be
No, he seems like
TV.
He would have been there if he had been invited.
Because, I mean, how like great would it have been from an editing standpoint if he was like, I'm here for a fresh start, I don't want to talk about Waboom, and then you're like, Waboom! In the background. I mean, that's the kind of thing that they like to do.
Oh, well. All right, part two, we are... In the next morning.
Mm-hmm. The morning after.
Morning after. Dominique says that Dean is real torn up about Christina leaving. I doubt that.
No.
Yeah. Dean is having the time of his life.
Dean
now.
Is extremely happy
He's
that she's
very
gone.
Sunburned.
Well, yeah. It was one of those things, too, where like you could tell he wanted her to be gone. And
yeah. And I don't blame them for that because I can see how... He seemed to have basically chosen D'Lo at that point, and to have Christina hanging around would have been a big hindrance.
Big buzzkill.
It's kind of like last season with Ashley, I, Jared, and I believe it was Kayla.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Do you know
I
what
forgot
I'm
about
talking
Kayla.
About?
Yeah.
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 Where she was just like, I can't have a relationship with you if Ashley, I is here
right.
crying off her
oh,
giant
God.
Eyelashes.
Yeah. I also have to say, I guess that Dean and Christina ended their Cold War. That's a joke because Russia and America were in a Cold War. Is that the joke explaining that you're talking about that I do? I'm just going to greet it with silence.
Yeah, are you ready?
That's fair.
Okay. Jamie shows up. She's bisexual. And everyone's then, excited. Everyone's like, she likes girls and boys.
Well, and they get all worked up about that. And it's like, I mean, do any of the girls?
I actually
like...
feel like it. Well, they. So it's funny to me because Kristen is a virgin. And they're all like, I think that Kristen would be curious. and Jamie is like interested in her. I actually would have been really interested to see how a girl on girl date would play out.
Sure, yeah.
But alas, Jamie ends up asking Diggy on the date, which serves Dominique right.
Sure, though she gets pretty mad about
well,
it.
Well, that annoys me. Yeah. We talked about that. Like, Dominique acts all pissed off that Diggy would go on this date with Jamie, but Dominique went out on a date with Fred just the day before.
Right. Right, there's no need to be mad about that, Dominique. That's a little unfair. Double standard.
That's how paradise goes.
Right, the game is the game.
The game is the game. All right, the twins are back.
Ugh.
I was feeling the twins more.
I was not feeling the twins
what?
At all.
I feel like the twins were being parodies of themselves.
Yeah, but they were being annoying parodies.
Well,
I feel like that was the problem.
I think that they knew that they had like 12 hours.
Sure.
And so, as they said, like, we're just going to fuck a bunch of stuff up.
In general, I support an agent of chaos coming in and just like trying to cause trouble. I just... First of all, I'm just tired of them.
I know. I think their shtick is just that they're twins.
Right.
Like, I don't even think that actually, like, separately, they are that attractive. I'm going to say it. It's kind of like on How I Met Your Mother,
yeah.
How there's the like the group theory that, you know, if you have a bunch of girls in a group, they automatically look hotter. And I also think it's the bartender theory that you just put a girl behind the bar and she becomes a lot hotter. I think if someone's a twin, automatically
their hotness they're hotter. Is gonna go up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. And in fact, I don't think the twins are really all that attractive. I think it's one of those things too, where like everyone's like, oh, they're so good looking. But if you actually stop and do a rigorous examination, despite them claiming that they have excellent vaginas.
Many times. Although it sounded like only one of them did.
No, one is better than the other, but
what
both.
What makes a vagina better? What makes one, I mean...
That's unclear.
I don't know if we need to get into this conversation. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell. I will say, I kind of liked it that... I couldn't tell how farcical their appearance was. Like, was it just all them playing it up and being these kind of like personas?
Right.
Like when one of the twins, Haley or Emily, when she gets so mad that Jack Stone decides not to go. I mean, they were kidding, right?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I liked that when they were throwing the scallops and they were like, now we're scallop fingers. I thought that was funny.
I guess I was just annoyed. Like, I'm not entertained by someone just trying over and over again to make Dean go out on a date.
Well, no, me
like
neither.
Whether that's a parody or what. It's
no,
just,
I didn't
it's
think
not...
that was funny. I thought that was stupid.
Right. And that was like the bulk of it.
Thank God Dean didn't go out
on a date. Oh, I know. Like a minor moment of redemption and maturity. If he would have done that, I feel like that would have been the end of him. Like effigies would have been burned of Dean.
He looked really
America.
Uncomfortable that
yeah,
whole time.
He did. I mean, he was trying to get out of it.
So what ends up happening, Dean says no after many, 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 many attempts on, I think, Emily to try to get him to say yes. Emily ends up asking the Tickle Monster. And she also says, quote, I have to come here and date the fucking Tickle Monster.
Yeah, I guess, again, I can't tell whether the persona of, like, we're so great is, like, a parody or not. Obviously, some of it is.
I think the other thing that happens that we've seen before, and it's interesting with them because I think the twins are actually really young, but once it's not your season, like, your relevance is out the window.
Yes.
Because Adam is like, they were on your season, right? To Raven. And she's like, they were on Ben's.
You.
Yeah, but she acts like, and I think you even see that a little bit with Amanda, where like, I don't know, it's Amanda's second time at the carnival. Like, time to go home, Amanda.
Yeah.
So I think more and more you see 90% of the cast members on Paradise being pulled from the previous two seasons.
And there's like a short shelf life for these characters.
Yep.
Yeah. Despite Wells declaring that the twins are a national treasure.
A national treasure.
They are not. That they were actually what Nick Cage was hunting in the movie National Treasure. Also, do you think that they are... The one thing I definitely think they're playing up is...
That was not that funny of a joke.
Well, at least I didn't explain it, Raven.
But I'm going to explain that it was not a good joke.
Well, thank you. You're I appreciate welcome. That for the listener. You're standing in for the voice of the listener. Do you think that the twins are really as stupid as they pretend to be? I mean, obviously.
I do think some of the things, like I believe that Emily didn't know what scallops were.
Yeah.
But no.
I mean.
No, it's a.
They can't think that Mexico is a state.
They're trying to be Jessica Simpson.
Right. Yeah.
We only need one Jessica Simpson in America.
Do we? Do we need
we
one?
Need, yeah. We need one. Every country needs one.
That slot is filled. We certainly don't have room for two of you.
All right. They end up asking Jack and Tickle. Jack Stone at the last minute decides he does not want to go on the date because it's the last night really in Paradise.
Right.
And he just wants to spend it getting to know Kristen.
Because he thinks that he could maybe marry Kristen.
Yeah, that seems legit.
Well, they actually
kind of
call him out on that. Like, I think you should just respect that decision. But they're like, well, you've only spent a couple days with her. Like, I mean, twins, you're not wrong. You're still annoying, but you're not wrong.
Can we talk about the moments where the twins call out, fuck everybody here. And Robbie says, but I didn't do anything.
Probably loved that moment. Robbie's best moment in the season.
I didn't do anything.
Right. That was pretty great.
Okay. We are in the next. So the twins leave.
The twins leave. They throw Scala at everyone. Fast and
furious exit.
A whirlwind.
Next morning, can we talk about Dean's pimple?
We have to.
I made Ryan rewind just so that he could see it. I don't want to acne shame anyone because Lord knows I have my own fair share of adult acne moments. But Dean has been such a little shit this whole time.
Right, he's got it coming.
I feel like I can call him out on this
podcast.
Well,
and it also just sort of goes with the Dean is immature thing. Like, he actually is 17 years old.
That's what I was going to say. Dean, to me, looks like someone who would have been in those, like, early 90s Clearasil commercials. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Whose face did this match perfectly?
Kevin Kirby.
You guys are so harsh.
Well, have you seen him lately?
No, maybe he's getting a face transplant.
So why don't you, like, help him out?
What should we do? Put the Clearasil on his bit for him?
Nobody's going to tell you to your face you need Clearasil. Such strong medicine, Clearasil guarantees fewer pimples in 5 days or your money back.
Kevin?
Hey.
Hey, Kevin, wait up.
Exactly.
Where they're like, don't have time for breakouts, and it shows them like playing volleyball on the beach.
Shows them balancing between two women, mm-hmm. playing chicken fighting.
One of them
D-Lo.
Is Rebecca Gayhart from the Noxzema commercials. Okay. Anyway, yeah, Dean had a bad pimple, which I think maybe that's what Christina meant by karma. Maybe.
Oh, nice. She put some kind of Russian elixir.
Elixir. Yeah. Elixir.
So really not that much happens except, Adam drops the classic Bachelor line, I can see myself falling in love with Raven, which Derek drops a version earlier of, I feel like I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
It's like non-committal.
It's not, I love you.
Right. But it's on the path.
I feel like that's something you would have trotted out.
Yeah. Probably, maybe I did.
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah. That fits right in my wheelhouse.
It does. Okay.
And then Chris Harrison
shows up. You got Kristen on there? And she says, you always know when Chris comes that things are about to get real.
Things are about to get real. They also comment that they never see him during the day. Is he a gremlin?
Is he a vampire? Is he a gremlin vampire?
He could be. A gremlin who was bitten by a vampire and is now a gremlin vampire.
What does Michael Scott say?
I think Angela might be gay. Could Oscar and Angela be having a gay affair?
No.
Maybe. Is that what this is about?
No.
All right. Well, on that note, I guess we'll put this thing to bed.
Oh, no. I have one more thing.
Oh, you have something
else.
Can
we talk about Robbie's shirt?
We must.
A mock turtleneck muscle tee?
Where does he get these things?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to mock them, ho-ho.
Ooh,
but at this point, I'm just impressed.
Yeah, and I thought it was weird, though, that he had, like, that sort of gold bikini top attached to it.
Well, he got that from D-Lo. He borrowed that. It's just a loan.
So it does detach.
It's on a loan.
All right. Well, whatever fashion choices people make next week, whatever annoying things people do, we will be here.
We're going to wrap this up next week.
Yeah.
Rose lovers. Another season of the podcast will come to an end.
Yeah. Weep. Weep for your boring, miserable lives between then and January.
We've learned
a lot. When
we
come back to you, we've grown. We've cried together. We've laughed together.
It was better than cats. Slow down, these memories are playing like a film without sound and I
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.